This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, since the pandemic, I have not gone to the movies. Even though movie theaters had opened up or were allowed to open up a year ago, many of them couldn't because there weren't a lot of new releases. Movie theaters really got screwed over by Hollywood. Hollywood felt they got screwed over. Remember, Hollywood's in California, so their stricter rules prevented many of them from being able to continue to film. You could kind of see the difference in a lot of movies where they were started pre-COVID and then got finished during COVID. The CGI is different. It's just all different. But one movie that I have been extremely excited about was the Aretha Franklin movie with Jennifer Hudson called Respect. And so when I heard that was coming out, I had to. In fact, it's being released in theaters today, but I was able to see it last night. And my mom's a huge Aretha fan. You know, she passed away a few years ago from pancreatic cancer, Aretha. And so I think this movie was in the making, and it finally had a chance to be released. And so my very first movie post-COVID, you know, it wasn't The Jungle Cruise because I could see that at home. We streamed it for like $29.99. I could get the kids to watch it and, you know, but I just had to see this in the theaters. And I wanted to go out, and I wanted to see what the theaters were like. So it was a Thursday night. So obviously, it's not going to be like date night. I really want to see what it's like on a Friday night or Saturday night with some of these movies. As we're hearing, many of these movies like Suicide Squad, Jungle Cruise, they're just not bringing in pre-pandemic numbers. They're doing well for post-pandemic, but many people are opting for just staying home and streaming. But with this, with Respect, you couldn't stream it. This was only in theaters. So I called my mom. My mom was like, what you want? I said, I got R-E-S-P-E-C-T. So anyway, so we were like, okay, well, we're going to go. Freedom. Yeah, freedom. So anyway, we're there. Right? And I know that, you know, we can't even do her justice, but man, we just had to be there. And there was probably maybe about 20 people in the theater. The theater, one of my favorite theaters, but interestingly, it just didn't look like a theater from pre-pandemic. I noticed that there wasn't as many staff. So it didn't seem to have the, you know, I'm not saying this to criticize. I am a huge fan of the theater, but you just didn't see the, you know, two or three people cleaning up after the previous. There, it looked like the seats were kind of discolored, and I don't know if it's just the wear and tear of some of the seats. And even though everybody was nice and all the employees there was nice, you just kind of get the feeling that not everybody's been back to work. And you just kind of got the feeling that you could see that it was, I don't know what's the word for it. You could see that there was, I don't want to use the word neglect, but you could see that there was a period of abandonment that happened. And not so much an abandonment by management. Management did, I mean, the AMC and all these theaters have done amazing. But abandonment from the public. So the feeling I got in the movie theater, and I kind of felt that same way on the Las Vegas Strip when the Strip was locked down, was this feeling of, you know, when a city, like with Walking Dead, I don't know if you ever saw Walking Dead, the cities look abandoned. And when they look abandoned, you see every crack. You see the paint chips. You don't see that vibrancy. And you see that lack of life. And I picked up on that. at the movie theater, even though it wasn't as bad as, you know, when the strip was, you know, shut down and, you know, the buildings, you start to see, gosh, you know, that needs a paint job or that needs, you know, I mean, it's amazing when there's life and there's hustle and bustle, you just don't see, you know, all the flaws. And so I was able to kind of see some of the flaws, and I didn't mind because honestly, I mean, you know, the seats and everything was way cleaner than my house. You know, so I'm like, okay, mom, I could eat off the floor here. It's much cleaner than my house. But it just had that sense of the public abandoned the movie theaters. The public has abandoned many venues. And I haven't been to Disneyland back since COVID. And it looks like, you know, it's starting to hustle and bustle in a lot of places. I know the casinos are hustling and bustling. But it just was a very interesting feel. Which, by the way, when it comes to dating, you know, the art of distraction is key. So if you think you have flaws, if you think, you know, somebody's not going to like you or they're going to notice that maybe your shirt's not fitting well or your dress isn't fitting well, that's why you overcompensate with personality. The vibrance, the liveliness, the energy seems to kind of cloud a lot of the other, you know, issues that you might think come forward, you know? So that's why, you know, when somebody kind of is sitting there quiet, doesn't have much of a personality, there's the only thing you can do is kind of look at them. But, you know, when they're like, hi, you know, that's maybe why I've always been so noisy and I've always been so loquacious and jubilous, if that's a word, because I guess, you know, I may be subconsciously trying to distract people from, you know, me. So, I don't know. It was, but anyway, big kudos to the whole cast of Respect. Jennifer Hudson, oh my gosh, everybody in this cast deserves Oscars. Forrest Whitaker, Marlon Wayans was, I mean, just absolutely phenomenal. The young girl, and I have to get her name, oh my god, she was amazing. I'm sorry about this. I need to give credit where credit's due because she needs an Oscar also. It made you cry. It made you laugh. It was just fantastic. Hold on a second, guys. I have to give Sky Turner. She was absolutely wonderful. So, you know, if you want to see a good movie, no CGI. Just, I mean, maybe there could have been some CGI. But, you know, none of the supernatural stuff that they do to kind of distract you from a storyline. They didn't have to distract you with all the sound effects and special effects. You had good singing. You had a good story. You had a beautiful biography of the Queen of Soul. And it's probably one of my favorite movies so far of the decade. So, bravo. Well done, Respect. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair to dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Richard from Ontario says he is coming to Nevada. He is leaving California for good. So not Ontario, Canada, Ontario, California. Wants to know about the politics in Nevada. I don't really watch a lot of that. I have to be honest with you. I'm not as up to date. I know we have turned more blue. I don't like the term blue versus red. But we do seem to parallel California a lot because we thrive on the California tourism. Nevada, Las Vegas has boomed and become as big as we have because of Southern California, as well as, you know, people travel all over. But especially since conventions are down,
You know, our governor wants to make sure that we're kind of in line, you know, with what happens in California, I believe. Because if California people seem to come here, bring COVID here, then we are dealing with more and more COVID. So, you know, from a political standpoint, I can't really comment because it's still very fluid. I don't know if we're going to have the vaccine mandates. I know masks are back and, you know, and because like I said, if cases go up in Southern California, they seem to go up in Vegas. So unfortunately, we have to parallel a lot of what's going on there. In terms of eviction moratoriums, I believe we have loosened up and we have the eviction moratorium follows the federal. And I know federally they extended it to October, but funding has been, I guess, allocated for landlords. I know in Nevada, and I'm sure in other states as well. And so there is a means for landlords to be able to get some money. The problem is I think in Nevada, the tenant has to initiate the process. And if the tenant doesn't like the landlord, you can be screwed. So, and then I think you have to wait a certain period of time until the landlord can actually then try to get some relief. So the eviction moratorium is in the news. A couple stories here. The Supreme Court has struck down part of New York's eviction ban on Thursday. So the U.S. Supreme Court focused on the state's policy of allowing tenants to self-attest that they've experienced a COVID-related hardship rather than documenting the setback with evidence. Now, the majority said the scheme violates the court's longstanding teaching that ordinarily no man could be a judge in his own case. Five New York landlords and one landlords association brought the challenge against the ban. Now, according to Rebecca Gerard, legislative director at Citizen Action of New York, she said the decision could trigger a humanitarian crisis in the state. Given the sudden notice of this decision, we could see eviction numbers like we've never seen before. And this is something that I'm really torn on. All right, just to kind of put things into perspective, in New York, more than 830,000 tenants in New York are behind on their rent. But the average debt is currently about $4,000. Now, if that's 16 months of rent, $4,000 per person, that to me is an underestimation. I mean, a lot of people are spending $2,000-$3,000 a month in rent. So I would think that would be way higher than that. But they say the average debt is about $4,000. And the statewide ban was supposed to be in effect through August. But she's concerned that if you have, now that that's in jeopardy, if you've had a notice of eviction served within the last 30 days, you could be evicted today. Now, Olga Samaras, general counsel at the Rent Stabilization Association of New York City, said the ban was too broad and placed an enormous burden on landlords. All you had to do was check a box. In theory, they said it applied to millions. They said there were stories where tenants were using the law meant to protect vulnerable New Yorkers as a sword rather than a shield to take advantage of landlords. So the ruling on New York's ban is separate from the new nationwide eviction moratorium announced by the CDC. That protection applies until October 3rd and to places where COVID rates remain high. But they say the ruling suggests that the broader ban may too be at risk. So here's the thing. Okay, I have had, you know, since I've grown up, multiple periods of time when my parents were poor. We had to rent out a motel for a month. We were living in a motel when we had no place to live. And luckily, the motel owner gave us a huge break, and we were able to live there for about a month. I think a month or two. I think we had to prepay. There were times when we had to live in my grandma's living room. There were some years when we actually were good and we had a house. And then lost the money, not sure if it was gambling, bad luck, lost the money, back in apartments. So we, you know, but the one thing that I learned as a kid is if you have to pay rent, and if at all you're getting any break, that is going to be very finite. That break is going to be very, very short-lived. So if you're late by 1 month, you basically have no more than a month. So you're going to have to plan ahead. Now, me, I always paid my rent. I believe my family always paid theirs. All right? And so if at all I was behind, it was because I didn't get my mail or I didn't, you know, I forgot to pay the bill. But, you know, I've been very fortunate enough, luckily, because I've been working. So then the situation comes up, well, what if you were forced out of your job? Okay. Well, if you were forced out of your job, made sense for the government to say, all right, everybody kind of hold your horses, let everybody still live. But they should have followed that up seconds later, no more than a minute later, of dumping funds into the landlord's accounts, because obviously they have to pay for the property. They have to pay for the upkeep. So it, not sure why it was just one-sided saying, okay, just don't kick everybody out, and then the landlords are up a creek. So landlords have been desperate. They've been very thirsty and just waiting, you know, by their computers for the second they're able to get some relief. Now, there is supposed to be federal rental assistance. Again, the renter has to submit the application. You know, landlords, of course, are waiting to, you know, receive funds. Some have, some haven't. But with unemployment money coming in, with jobs being out there, jobs being available, then who right now is not trying to pay rent or trying to find another location to live? Now, it could be some people are disabled from COVID. Some people might have long COVID. Some people might, you know, still be in the hospital. Some people might be fairly sick. Well, that's very easy to prove. I mean, we don't want anybody to violate HIPAA, but already HIPAA is out the door when it comes to, did you get a vaccine? Show us proof of your vaccine. Do you have COVID? Testing for COVID. So already the privacy went out the door. So show proof. It's COVID related. You know, just checking a box. Oh, yeah, because of COVID, I'm good. Well, no, you got, you know, I mean, remember, you're getting additional, you get unemployment, you get additional funds from unemployment. There's jobs all over. I mean, there are people that are begging, throwing extra money to hire. My question to anybody who is healthy enough to work is, don't they have plan B? March 2020, weren't they already planning on what they would do for April 2020? And then May, June, July 2020? And then by January 2021, I mean, weren't you already working on an additional place to live? Weren't you already having a plan on how to get back to work? Were you saving some of the additional, you know, $300 to $600 extra a week? That money that would have usually gone to rent, were you able to save some of that? You know, I'm kind of, you know, people are acting like it's going to be such a shock and thousands of people, maybe millions, are going to be thrown to the streets. They've had 16 months to, with federal assistance and now jobs opening, to figure this out. Now, again, I'm not talking about those who are severely disabled from COVID or those where the entire industry has gone away and they can't work in any other industry. But there are jobs. There are, I mean, you know, so I'm just a little confused. Now, I believe a federal judge today refused landlord's request to put the new eviction moratorium on hold. And I think this is in Alabama. So, you know, landlords are getting frustrated. You know, those of you that are in an apartment or house, you know, realize that eventually it's going to end. You're going to have to find a new place to live. And I hope you're working on that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
AAA reporting the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline just over $3.18 as we head into the weekend. That number is unchanged. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas claims the administration is going to lose the border crisis as unsustainable numbers of illegal immigrants continue to pour into the United States. Mayorkas making those comments during a private meeting with Border Patrol agents in Texas around the same time that he announced roughly 213 illegal immigrants were encountered attempting to cross the border illegally in July. The DHS head honcho saying the border situation cannot continue as he is well aware of certain areas came close to breaking points.
How close do you think the breaking here in this sector? And it's our responsibility to make sure that never happens again.
USA Radio News. A group of nine House Democrats tell Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi they won't support a massive spending resolution until after approving a big infrastructure bill that is coming over from the Senate. The so-called human infrastructure bill covers $3.5 trillion in spending. Pelosi not planning to bring up the roughly $1 trillion physical infrastructure bill until after approval of the bigger bill, which expands government and social safety net programs. The Supreme Court is not blocking a university's COVID-19 vaccine mandate.
The Supreme Court has declined to block Indiana University's requirement that all students receive the COVID-19 vaccine before attending classes in the fall semester. Justice Amy Coney Barrett, who handles emergency matters from Indiana, unilaterally issued the ruling denying the request by eight Indiana students to block the vaccine requirement. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So many kids are back to school. College for my kids starts not this coming week, but next week. And I just can't get them out of the house fast enough, so I'm pretty happy about that. And I'm like, please go to school. I need you to get a job. All right, we got a lot on our plates. Let's just kind of keep moving. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. Just keep moving. My kids are excited too. My son's going to be starting college. It's very interesting. So my younger son, he's been watching movies ever since he was a little kid, you know, about school, high school, college. And most of these movies about college are these TV shows. Like, I think Blue Mountain State is a TV show. It makes college look so fun. He's excited. All the, you know, parties, all the dating, the sports. He just can't wait. And you know, I've watched a couple of the shows with him, and I'm like, okay, okay, that's not realistic. That's not going to happen. I know. But, you know, but it's still, it's, I get, they're excited. They're excited to go. But it's going to be a COVID campus. And COVID campus is a little different. We're already hearing that many professors are going, you know what? We're still going to do online. I'm not ready to go back. Oh. So some students have reached out saying, yeah, I'm not going back to campus. It's online again. I'm like, online? I thought every school's supposed to open up. Well, if your professor wants to teach remotely, they're going to teach remotely. In fact, I think Facebook isn't going to have workers come back till next year. So it's just, I mean, I don't know how long this pandemic is going to go on, but the longer people work from home, you're just kicking a can down the road. I think, you know, people don't want to come back. Well, on top of people not wanting to come back and online courses and things like that, we have vaccination mandates by, I think, almost 700 universities are mandating vaccines. Well, a bunch of students in Indiana tried to ask for an emergency order. 8 Indiana students asked the Supreme Court to block Indiana's university requirement that students receive a COVID vaccine to attend classes in the fall. Now, this is the first time we actually saw the COVID vaccine mandate come up to the Supreme Court. But the challenge was directed to Amy Coney Barrett, and Amy Coney Barrett is, I guess, the justice in charge of that region of the country. She denied it. And there were no noted dissents from the other justices. Now, the 8 students who were asking the court for an emergency order argued that the risks associated with the vaccine outweighed the potential benefits to the population in their age group. Protection of others does not relieve our society from the central canon of medical ethics requiring voluntary and informed consent. A federal judge has ruled last month that the school had a right to pursue a reasonable and due process of vaccination in the legitimate interest of public health for its students, faculty, and staff. They said the students have many options, such as applying for an exemption, taking the semester off, viewing classes online, or attending another university. Well, that's starting to get a little difficult because, okay, taking a semester off to me is not an option. Right? Because it looks like these vaccine mandates are here to stay. Attending another university is not another option because another university can block you too. Viewing classes online, well, you know, you can't do that if you have a lab. If you're required to show up to lab, that's going to force you to fail. And then the exemptions. The exemptions are a little harder to get. So remember I told you that the Supreme Court back in 1905 said that a state could require all members of the public to be vaccinated against smallpox. I think people were being fined $5 at the time if they wouldn't get vaccinated. And the Supreme Court said it's, you know, in the process of public health, in the name of public health. But what makes this interesting, though, is the COVID vaccine, well, people vaccinated with COVID, studies are showing, still carry viral loads, if not the same, as an unvaccinated. So what is the public health advantage? Well, as a doctor, I can tell you the public health advantage is if you have a bunch of people sick with a virus, they can brew a new mutant variant of the virus. But do we have proof that vaccinated individuals aren't doing the same? So, you know, again, I support the vaccine. I got the vaccine. My family's been vaccinated. I think the vaccine helps. But I don't really see how legally, and I understand, I'm not a judge, I'm not a lawyer, I just don't understand why this keeps being kicked, the can keeps being kicked by the, unless it's just so unpopular that they're saying, look, public health, and everybody's being kind of lazy about it. But when you really look at the public health issue of the vaccine, if vaccinated individuals are spreading the virus, then that argument is moot. You can't use that argument that a vaccinated individual can spread COVID or an unvaccinated because there's vaccinated people spreading it right now. So then what else do you got? Well, an unvaccinated individual can harbor the virus. Well, can a vaccinated does too. So honestly, I think a good attorney could really argue this. Going, you know, you need to, you know, let's really dissect what this is. Now, mind you, things were really bad last year. Things are still bad this year with hospitalizations, not as bad as last year. And we're crediting the vaccines. There might be other, you know, factors at play, but I'll credit the vaccines for us having a less severe wave. Is that enough? Is that enough to violate people's rights? So apparently similar lawsuits have been brought by students. They're pending in federal courts challenging the COVID vaccine requirements imposed by the universities of Connecticut and Massachusetts and the sprawling California State University system. According to a tally maintained by the Chronicle of Higher Education, more than 670 of the nation's colleges and universities now require students to be vaccinated. The list includes such public institutions as University of California, LA, UCLA, Michigan State, University of Maryland and Colorado, Stanford, Harvard, Duke, Notre Dame. Some schools are waiting, I think like UNLV and the Nevada school system, I think is waiting for it to be FDA approved, which I think they're going to rush and do by the fall. So then colleges could say, all right, it's mandated. And, you know, it's one of these things where we have been mandating vaccines for a while. You know, this 1905 precedence, you know, has allowed us to, as doctors and medical professionals, have these school requirements for kids to get vaccinated. And we have vaccinated kids. Sadly, we don't have a lot of, you know, news coverage on adverse events. We know there's adverse events to vaccines, not a lot of them, but we know there's some. But if it was covered and out there in the news, parents would completely freak out. Many parents are, and they've gone to social media and they've been censored. And so, you know, as a parent and as a doctor, even though I support the vaccine program, I do understand a parent's concern, because that's not that the parent is wacky, it's that the parent has love for the kid. And, you know, these kids that don't want to get the vaccine, it's not that they're making a political statement. Some of them, I mean, you know, maybe they're like, you know, look, I'm not going to give in to communism or whatever. But the average person who understands that COVID can kill, they might have actual fears about getting the injection. I mean, with the flu shot, less than half the country gets it. So why are we so shocked that there's people out there that don't want to get the COVID vaccine? I've spoken to people in Alabama and Mississippi, and they said, look, doc, I'm 100 miles away from a medical center. You want me to go home after getting the shot and sit there with no help? 100 miles. So, there's a lot of reasons why people are hesitant. The 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a memo obtained by NPR finds the emergency preparations being made right now by American diplomats at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul, including the destruction of sensitive documents and computers, as most of them prepare to leave the country. They should have gotten out of there a while back. I mean, now we're told that 3,000 U.S. troops are on their way back to Afghanistan in order to ensure a safe and orderly departure. But the embassy is going to be evacuated. They said a very small number of consular staff will work in Kabul, according to the memo. The memo was written for staff at the embassy and actually shared with NPR on condition of anonymity. The embassy staffers were instructed to destroy sensitive documents and desktop computers before they leave. Now, I don't know how safe this was for them,
for that to come out on national, international news, because the Taliban originally was going to be approached, or I think they were approached by the Biden administration, asking them to pretty please leave the U.S. embassy alone. I don't know what kind of diplomacy that is and in what fairy tale that would work, but apparently it was kind of the same sort of approach that Biden had with Putin and the cyber attacks. Can you pretty please not cyber attack these 11, was it 11? Institutions or companies.
Okay.
Yeah. So apparently that was the plan, I heard. Ask the Taliban, please leave us alone. You do whatever. You and I, we're good. It doesn't work that way. It just doesn't. Look at what happened with Benghazi. So now it's all over the news that the staff is already destroying sensitive documents and desktop computers. Well, I'm sure the Taliban is licking their chops at what could be on those. So hopefully there's enough military there to protect innocent people as well as our American staff and get them the heck out of there. They say staff members who don't have consular experience are being asked to depart by the end of this month. Didn't the Taliban within 10 days take over, you know, multiple countries or multiple cities and provinces? I think they control half of Afghanistan's provincial capitals, and that was in a matter of 10 or 11 days. The end of the month is over 2 weeks. I think they need to get the heck out of there yesterday. We're being told that the Taliban seized Kandahar, Afghanistan's second largest city, and a number of other provincial capitals. The insurgent group is accelerating its rapid advance through the city of Kabul. Afghan member of parliament Gul Ahmad Kamim told CNN on Friday that Kandahar had been taken. The city lies in the south of the country, and it has been besieged by the Taliban for weeks. Many observers consider the fall as the beginning of the end of the country's U.S.-backed government. Earlier today, the militants took charge of a handful of other cities. According to a CNN analysis, they now control 17 of Afghanistan's 34 provincial capitals, all of which have been captured in the last week. The group has made territorial gains in the north of the country, which has traditionally been an anti-Taliban stronghold. So now it controls towns and territories within 100 kilometers, 62 miles of Kabul, including the capital of the Logar province, which also fell on Friday. So they've taken control of governor offices, police headquarters. We're hearing people who have surrendered are also being killed. Women are being sold to them as sex slaves. Hundreds of weapons, vehicles, ammunition seized. And that's according to the Taliban statement. They said hundreds of weapons, vehicles, and ammunition were seized. So they're getting stronger and stronger. So we have Americans 62 miles away. I don't know about you all, but I could drive 62 miles in 45 minutes. And they're being told to leave at the end of the month. I don't understand. I'm missing something here. Okay, these guys are working fast. Taliban's working fast. Charge d'Affaires Ross Wilson, the acting ambassador, is also meeting his counterparts in other embassies and updating them on the situation. The U.S. has also called on the Taliban not to attack the embassy and departing U.S. diplomats. The embassy also employs many Afghan workers. Their future was not immediately clear. While Afghan government control is rapidly shrinking, limiting mostly to Kabul and the eastern parts of the country. Now, I don't really know how, you know, what sort of a military presence there is, but if all these other cities and strongholds are saying, we're out, all yours, take it, we're in trouble. Now, my concern with anything that's been going on now with foreign policy. And this is probably one of the biggest foreign policy clusters. I know you and I, we could all kind of debate and wonder why we were there for so long as it is and, you know, when we should have left or how we should have left. But my big problem with this administration is they wanted to do so many things so quickly that were anti-Trump and just make all this complete pendulum opposite of what Trump did. We are getting everybody out by the summer. Well, you can't be doing machete-type movements. You need surgical precision when it comes to foreign policy. Surgical precision. And so a blatant move such as this, they might want to double down, just like they've been doubling down on, you know, their COVID and lockdown, support and campaigns. They might double down on this. If the U.S. looks like they are evacuating everybody immediately, that looks like a sign of failure. And what I worry about is people's lives are at stake. And just for them to, you know, save face, they may be like, yeah, you know, we have diplomats, we're working with the Taliban, it's all good. No, it's not all good. I mean, maybe the media is getting it wrong, but I don't see how anybody should still be there with the country starting to fall as it is. Now, somebody could say, Dr. Dahlia, you just don't get it. If we have a presence, then it doesn't all fall. If we leave now, we're giving in to the Taliban. You're giving in. I say leave. Protect those who are not. I mean, obviously, these people in the embassy are not military. Right? The last thing we need is another Benghazi. Get them out. Keep them safe. You guys could always redirect, reapproach Afghanistan if you have to. But it's ridiculous. So, U.S. Ambassador to Afghanistan Ronald Newman said, I think the decision to pull out the troops was a bad decision. We could have stabilized or held the situation stable with the same force that we now find necessary to put back in temporarily under adverse conditions. Reflecting on the past is a bad use of time when we have so many pressing issues in front of us. So he says we need to get the citizens who supported the American vision and ideals in Afghanistan out of harm's way. He says the United States is now in kind of a panic, almost panic mode, trying to protect our own people and get out the so-called SIVs. Now, SIV is special immigrant visas. They refer to special immigrant visas promised to Afghan interpreters who worked with the U.S. military. If you remember, a few weeks back, they were going to be hung out to dry. And people like to say, aren't you going to protect the interpreters? So it's a very, very scary time. It's frustrating because if this is the way we're managing our foreign policy, it's no wonder we have such a mess on the domestic front. And sadly, we just have too many people that can be in harm's way. And we just don't seem to learn our lessons. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.